Hi, I'm John Schiller. I'm a professor in engineering at the University of Florida. I've worked for many years on various aspects of engineering, electrical engineering stuff, mechanical engineering stuff, computer-related materials, and especially applying it to agriculture.
And today you spoke on the topic of maximizing the probability of new technology adoption success. And relating that to citrus, one of the points you made in your presentation was that growers need to look before they leap. What are some questions they need to be considering before adopting new technology?
As always, when you have a new technology, there's a lot of potential and we get excited and we believe it's going to be really beneficial. And many new technologies are. We no longer produce like we used to in the old days. But before we go out and do something really big, we need to look at various aspects. One is, what are the effects of the technology throughout the system? Will it have an effect on something else in the system? Now, your technologies can either be drop-in, in which you just put some small change somewhere that doesn't affect much else. That, of course, you don't need to spend as much time evaluating the effects. But if it's going to affect the system and have a widespread effect, you need to look at it and make sure that it won't cause some sort of problem. So the first thing I want to know is, what are the effects of the technology through the system? The second thing I want to know is, what are the effects on the overall sustainability? Is it going to keep your enterprise running economically? Is it going to cause environmental problems? Or is there going to be some sort of social problem that may be with your staff or the local community? So what are the effects on the sustainability? Not only what is the average performance going to be, but when you have unusual cases, when you have hurricanes, when you have other problems, what is the respect going to be? So the second one is, what are the effects on the economic, environmental, and social sustainability? The third thing is, are you sure the new technology is really going to make you money? Are the system outputs going to be improved? And of course, a lot of times we feel we need maybe a new pickup truck just so we look good. But we need to look at the technology. Will it help our overall system output? The fourth thing is, can you tolerate local failures or perturbations, strange things happening? In other words, if I put this new item into my system, if I have this new technology, I adopt it, if it fails or something else fails, will I have a fail-safe mode? And generally, this is one of two things. It can either be a redundancy, that if something fails, I have another method to solve the problem or get that job done. Like we know from the space systems, they'd have like triple redundant systems. Three things would have to fail before people would die. Well, we're not killing people in this case. We're just trying to grow citrus. But if there's a problem, is there another way around it? Or is there what we call on, let's say, your truck, limp home mode? Is there some way for you to continue operating, maybe not at the best state, but to continue operating? And finally, the thing is the technology mature enough for adoption? Is it well-developed enough that you can use it? And this is, you know, we get excited, those of us who are engineers, we get excited for new technologies, but is it developed enough for commercial operation?
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.